All right. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? If not, you can just write in the chat. Just waiting to see if more people will join us this afternoon or evening, morning, whatever time zone you are currently in. Because I will have to admit them as I go. But I think that pretty much everyone who wanted to be here today is present already. So, oh no, now just one more student joined us. All right. And I also hope that you are seeing my screen share. I assume you do, unless you say otherwise. So my name is Emilia Likolahti. I work as the international coordinator for the Faculty of Sport and Health Sciences. My slides are not that long, or well, they are not that many, so I would recommend that first I go through the slides. If you have any questions, you can write them down and ask at the end, so that when I edit this recording to be shared afterwards with you and those who couldn't make it today, I can edit your questions out of the recording. All right, so let's start. I'm just going to turn off my video. All right. So, first things first, if you need to contact me or my colleagues, I would recommend you to always use the Help JYU contact form linked in the slides, because there your question usually goes directly to the right person fit to answer your question. Of course, depends a bit on which topic you choose. But anyway, like we then like transfer the your messages between ourselves if somebody else is more fit to answer. So you can also, if you need to reach myself, you can use this contact form, or there is also an option to use this email faculties slash in, international at jyu.fi. That is a shared inbox that also turns your message into a Help JYU ticket. So if you remember, I would appreciate it if you could include LTK or sport in the subject line, because then it's easier for us to identify that this is a question concerning Faculty of Sport and Health Sciences. Basically, LTK is the abbreviation of our faculty's name in Finnish. And I will be out of office for some weeks during Christmas and New Year's, so I will be back at the office on 7th January, when we also have this Q&A session that you can attend if you have any questions regarding the course enrollment. But just beware that there won't be pretty much anyone answering your questions during that holiday period when almost everybody is having holidays. Yeah, and just a few facts of our faculty. So we are the only university level institution in sports sciences in Finland. Our annual student intake is quite small, and all in all, we are quite a small faculty, because there is, well, you can imagine Finland has a population of 5.5 million people, so there is only a limited number of PE teachers that we need, or yeah, or other sport science professionals. Yeah. We have three international master's degree programs, out of which the last two, so psychology of physical activity, health and well-being, and responsible management and business of sport, are offering some courses for exchange students in spring semester. So you can also study some courses from our master's degree programs. From biology of physical activity, we unfortunately don't have any courses in spring semester offer. They are only offered for exchange students in autumn semester. Regarding study planning, here is one of the most common questions, that how many credits do I need to take while being in exchange? And the answer is that we at JYU, we don't have any requirements for you. So it depends only on your home university, if they have a set requirement that, okay, you need to earn, let's say, 30 ECTS credits during your exchange, or 20, 10, whichever. But we don't have any requirement for you regarding that. Then, if you are planning to take master level courses, you should have prior background studies in the area, except for these responsible management and the business of sports courses that go with the course code RES, because they, well, there you can usually catch up with sorry, I have to admit some students in at the same time. In RESPO courses, you can usually just catch up on the topic. Maybe the teacher will assign you some additional reading if you haven't studied the topic previously, or maybe not. But yeah, and also, if you are a master level student but you would like to take a master's level course in a topic that is not your major, then you would also need to negotiate with the teacher beforehand if your study background is kind of enough to attend the course. Unfortunately, some of the courses, they have small group sizes, and there are these requirements regarding your background studies, so sometimes it's not possible to accept all interested students to the courses. But the good news is that in spring semester offer, we have a lot of courses where pretty much all students who are interested in them can fit in. And please also no note that the course in total, it might co consist of several parts. For example, there is a seminar worth, let's say, 2 credits. Then there's a written assignment worth 1 credit and book exam worth 2 credits. And that together makes up 5 credits. And you need to complete all the parts to get the credits. Otherwise, when you get your transcript of records, the course will appear as partially completed on your transcript. And sometimes course timetables may overlap. So when in January, when you start checking the course schedules and enrolling for the courses, you may need to select one course over another. I would say, as a rule of thumb, that if the course lectures, if they overlap like once, then it's negotiable. You can negotiate with the teacher that, hey, I will mi be missing this lecture, but can I make up for it by some addition, doing some additional assignment or something like that? But if like every week, if you would be missing lectures for courses where there is a compulsory attendance, then you need to make a choice of which course you will drop and which you will keep. And also remember that if you take a course with compulsory attendance, please attend the course because, as said, there are some courses where not all interested students can be accepted. So it is only fair that for those who maybe were rejected from the course, that if you were accepted, then you attend the course and, enjoy. Or maybe not enjoy, but at least you completed it and get the credits. If new courses become available for exchange students during the semester, I will inform you by email. But for now, it seems that probably no new courses will be offered for exchange students. Then moving on. All right, so courses during spring semester. I won't be going through the courses that you have already seen on the university website, but just a kind reminder that usually only the courses mentioned on the website are the ones that are available for exchange students. There is an exception of this Psychology of Physical Activity master's degree program. That is, they haven't yet included their courses in their regular course offer, but they are letting five students to attend this developing behavior change interventions course in spring semester. And now, since one student who is staying with us for the whole academic year is already going to take the course, there are still four seats left for exchange students. So basically for you guys who are coming here for a spring semester. So if you haven't previously studied behavior change theory in any way, the teacher will assign you additional reading beforehand so you can catch up on the topic because, well, this course here basically it continues on a topic that was covered in a previous course in autumn semester. But the course starts already on 22nd January, so just like beware that you have to start doing this additional reading quite soon after you have started your exchange so that you are prepared when the course starts. The course is open to interested bachelor or master level students. Basically, well, if you have previously studied psychology as your minor, for example, then you are prioritized, but otherwise we will then check how many students are interested and if we need to make any selections with the course teacher. But yeah, please let me know either by help using the Help JYU for contact form or sending an email to this address by 6th January if you are interested. And please also let me know in the message that if you have previously studied behavior change theories, because if you haven't, I will just say to the teacher that hey, please assign additional reading to these students who haven't previously studied this topic. And you will hear on 7th or 8th January if you have been accepted to the course. So we will let you know quite soon after the deadline. And then I will directly enroll the selected students to the course on our study system, SISU. Yeah, and unfortunately, we had to cancel some courses that were in the preliminary course offer. So, oh, sorry. Now there is an error here. Skiing, like cross-country skiing, that one will be organized, but skating course is canceled. Yeah. So sorry, my bad. I will correct that to the slides before sending them out to you. So skating, artistic gymnastics, they are cancelled because unfortunately we didn't have a teacher for these courses this semester. Teaching physical education unfortunately is not in the current curriculum anymore because we changed curriculum from the start of this academic year. So that had been accidentally left in the course list, although it's not taught anymore. And for applied exercise psychology, that again is a question of not having a teacher. I would say that there is a very, 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 very small chance that this course will be offered for during spring semester, but for now I would say that you are better off like planning your or yeah planning your courses around those ones that are for sure offered. You can also take some courses from other faculties and from our language center. Just to remember to check the required background studies before registering for a course. But yeah, that's that. If you have any questions regarding the course of offer from other faculties, we can also cover that in the Q&A session in January in more detail, because I can imagine that right now you still don't have a very clear idea of how to enroll for courses and all of that, because that will only be covered in the orientation program in January. And usually I would be giving this whole faculty info session in person in Jyväskylä at the beginning of January, but now, well, you know, the semester dates this year, they are a bit tricky, so we thought it would be better to give you this information beforehand. And I will also give you, now that since there are some courses that have been unfortunately cancelled, I will give you ideas on what to take instead, of course, if you are interested and if your home university approves these courses. You can take the optional sports course that is worth 2 ECTS. So the idea of this course is, I mean, it's pretty easy and relaxed. You just attend you attend around 15 sessions trying different sports, and when you have done that, you will take your participation card to the university sports office, and they will then register your credits. But this course is not organized by our faculty, but it is organized by Academic Sports of University of Jyväskylä instead. So if you have any questions there, the last point is the email address where you can ask more information regarding this course. Then I always recommend these massive open online courses on planetary well-being that JYU offers. There are four of them, like each worth one credit, and you take them in this specific order listed here. I would say that at least the introduction to planetary well-being, the first one, is quite good on understanding like where we are now regarding global warming and stuff like that, and what should be done about that. So yeah, these were some ideas that you can take. Is there a chat message? Bara asked if you know where we can find the record of yesterday's Zoom session. Actually, I don't know. If somebody else knows, you can also answer in the chat, but I can of course ask afterwards, and I will let you know when I will be sending you the slides of this this session. But for now, I unfortunately I don't know. Okay. Yeah. So moving on, these ones I will just cover very fast. The idea is that you can go back to these slides when in January you are actually registering for the courses, because right now you just don't have probably any idea what I'm talking about. But yeah, anyway, if you have any questions regarding course selection, course enrollment, you can attend the Q&A session on 7th January in the Liikunta building, second floor. So I will be there from 1 to quarter to 2, and after that I have to catch a train, so I cannot unfortunately stay longer than the 45 minutes. But basically, this is not a compulsory session. Just come if you have, come if you have any questions in January. So basically, Sisu is the study data system where you register for courses, and it will be introduced in more detail as part of the orientation program, also on 7th January. But anyway, here are some very common problems happening every semester. I will answer Wyatt's question on the chat soon, but I will first go through the problems with Sisu slides. Okay, so sometimes it happens that you were automatically rejected from a course where you should be able to register. For example, that it's in the course offer for exchange students, and you cannot find any reason why you would be rejected, or you cannot register at all. You can always contact us, and then we will check the issue, because like this happens every semester for various reasons that I'm not going to list here, but these problems can be fixed in one way or another. So no panic with this. Then if you are checking the teaching times for some courses, then sometimes you may see that well, this is a course from autumn semester, but for example, here the teaching, it first says in the title that lectures will be taking place from 13th of November till 28th of February. But then when you check the groups and teaching times, and you see in more detail, like where the location and teaching times of the lectures, there you can see that, for example, here the last lecture was in 10th December. But like sometimes there might be a retake exam offered, like in spring semester, that might be offered in June, for example, and then you might be worried that okay, but my exchange is ending in by the end of May, so how does that work? Well, you pass the first exam in May or earlier, so that you don't have to be here again anymore in June. So remember to check the teaching times, because they tell the truth of when the course is actually ending. Yeah, and if it says that there is no upcoming teaching for a course that should be organized in spring, it is probable that the teaching schedule has not yet been published. So please wait and check Sisu again later. And if you are taking courses that are like outside of the regular course offer for exchange students, then for study planning, you should use a free edit mode on Sisu that will be covered in the Sisu intro session in January. And then for being accepted to these courses, you usually have to contact us, like university staff, so that we can manually approve you, because there are like these target groups defined that, for example, this course is only for degree students of this specific program, and then if because you don't belong in that target group, you are rejected, and we have to just approve you manually. And there is also a contact form for any issues with Sisu, like technical ones, and so on. Okay, and now to Wyatt's question. So, do we need to confirm the courses we have planned before after arrival? Like, not with me. I mean, the courses that you planned beforehand, they are like your preliminary course plans, but they always change when you arrive. And for example, you see that, oh, these course schedules, they overlap, I have to drop one, or oh, I didn't fit in that course because there were too many interested students, or so on. So yeah, they always change. And usually for Erasmus students, then you have this learning agreement where you have to make changes if your course plans change from the original learning agreement. If you are not an Erasmus student but coming All right, are you hearing me now? Okay, great. Yeah, I don't know what happens with my headphones. Sometimes they just turn off on their own. But yeah, I'm not sure how much I talked without you hearing me, but you probably had time to read the slide while you didn't hear me, so I think that I don't have to cover this slide in more detail. And then let's see if I had anything else to add. Yeah, well, contact details once again, and also you can book an appointment with me. They take place on Teams online. I am available on Fridays, usually Friday noons, and the appointment must be booked at least 48 hours in advance. But like in January, if for example if you cannot make it to the Q&A session on 7th January, you can book a Teams meeting with me, and we can check your course registration issues then on Teams. Or of course you can always ask me, like message me, and then you will probably get a reply quite soon. That's all for me. And I will now turn off the recording. All right, so let's stop recording.